Hello students, today I am explain you about application and page life cycle in an ASP.NET application. ASP.NET life cycle specifies how ASP.NET processes pages to produce dynamic output. The application and its pages are instantiated and processed. It compiles the pages dynamically. ASP.NET lifecycle could be divided into two groups. First one is application lifecycle and second one is page lifecycle. Let me discuss about application lifecycle. The application lifecycle has the following stages. First, user makes a request for accessing application resource, a page. Browser sends this request to the web browser. Second, a unified pipeline receives the first request and the following events takes place. An object of the class application manager is created and then an object of the class hosting environment is created to provide information regarding the resources. After that, top level items in the application are compiled. Next step is response objects are created. The application objects such as HTTP context, HTTP request and HTTP response are created and initiated. After that, an instance of the HTTP application object is created and assigned to the request. Then the request is processed by the HTTP application class. Different events are raised by this class for processing the request. The page lifecycle of ASP.NET carries when a page is requested, it is loaded into the server memory, processed and sent to the browser. Then it is unloaded from the memory. At each of these steps, methods and events are available, which could be overridden according to the need of the application. The page lifecycle phases are, first one is initialization, second instantiation of the controls on the page, third restoration and maintenance of the state, fourth execution of the event handler codes, and the last page rendering. Following are the different stages of an ASP page. Page request. When ASP.NET gets a page request, it decides whether to parse and compile the page or there would be a cached version of the page. Accordingly, the response is sent. Means when a cached version is available, then there is no need to compile that page. Second, starting of page lifecycle. At this stage, the request and response objects are set. If the request is an old request or postback, each postback property of the page is set to true. The UI culture property of the page is also set. Each postback means when a page is loaded first time, then it is compulsory that the page is compiled. If a page is requested next time, the cached version of that page is loaded to the memory. Page initialization. At this stage, the controls on the page are assigned unique ID. By setting the unique ID property and the themes are applied. For a new request, postback data is loaded and the control properties are restored to the view state values. Next, the page load event. At this stage, control properties are set using the view state and control state values. Means the form is loaded and the control are set to that form. Next one is validation. After loading the page, the validation process is started. Validated method of the validation control is called, and on its successful execution, the isValid property of the page is set to true. After that, postback event handling process is started. If the request is postback, old request, the related event handler is invoked. After that, the page rendering work is started. As this state, view state for the page and all controls are saved. The page calls the render method for each control, and the output of the rendering is written to the output string class of the response property of page. After rendering the page, the unload method and the last one is executed. The rendered page is sent to the client, and the page properties such as response and request are unloaded and all cleanup is done. And this is we call the page lifecycle or a form lifecycle of an ASP.NET controls. These are some waveform controls. ASP.NET divide controls into two main groups, ASP.NET Server Control and ASP.NET HTML Server Controls. ASP.NET Server Controls are tags that are understood by the server. There are three kinds of server controls. First one is HTML Server Controls. Traditional HTML controls are called HTML Server Controls. Web Server Controls, new ASP.NET tags, validation controls for input validation. ASP.NET HTML Server Controls are HTML tags understood by the server. HTML elements in ASP.NET files are by default treated as text. To make these elements programmable, add a run at equal to server attribute to the HTML element. Waveform controls. This attribute indicates that the element should be treated as a server control. The ID attribute is added to identify the server control. The ID reference can be used to manipulate the server control at runtime. Note that all HTML server controls must be written a form tag within the run at equal to server attribute. The run at equal to server attribute indicates that the form should be processed on the server. It also indicates that the enclosed controls can be accessed by server scripts. In the following example, we declared an HTML anchor server control in an .aspx file. Then we manipulate the hyperreference attribute of the HTML anchor control in an event handler. An event handler is a subroutine that executes code for a given event. The page load event is one of many events that ASP.NET understands. The code here we discuss is that we start the code with the script tag and set the run at equal to server, and we make some code in subroutine page load event and create an hyper reference for the page. We want the link is clicked, then the response is sent to that page, and we at last we create an HTML page to run this script tag. ASP.NET Web Server Controls are special ASP.NET tags understood by the server, like HTML Server Controls. Web Server Controls are also created on the server, and they are require a run at equal to server attribute to work. However, Web Server Controls do not necessarily map to any existing HTML elements, and they may represent more complex elements. The syntax for creating a view server control is we start with a ASP attribute and control name. We put ID equal to some ID we want to create it and run it equal to server and put the code between the HTML and form tag. And at last, we just discuss validation server controls. Validation server controls are used to validate user input. If the user input does not pass validation, it will display an error message to the user. Each validation control performs a specific type of validation, like validating against a specific value or a range of values. By default, page validation is performed when a button, image button, or a link button control is clicked. You can prevent validation when a button control is clicked by setting the causes validation property to false. Thank you.